proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, in 1951 and continues till today. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of Israel and the kingdoms of this world. Today, I want to share with you one of these articles concerning messianic prophecy in the book of Psalms. We will look specifically at Psalm chapter 2. The book of Psalms is loved for its beauty, rhythm, and prose. Yet many readers assume that this book is a random collection of man's words to God. However, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the arranger of Psalms placed each chapter in a specific order. At a glance, one will find that the Psalms are divided into five books reflecting the Torah. With this in mind, Psalms chapters 1 and 2 serve as a vital introduction to this book. The flow of the book of Psalms begins with the expressions of lament that results in praise, specifically chapter 146 to 150. The reason for praise is found in the mysterious figure presented as God's Son. Those that place their trust in Him will be blessed. But now we ask this question, is Psalm 2 messianic? Historically, Psalm 2 has been interpreted as messianic. The early church identified Jesus as the Messiah, referring to this chapter in Acts chapter 4. In the centuries that followed, rabbinical Judaism also interpreted this psalm as messianic. However, this view shifted in the Middle Ages, partly influenced by the Jewish reaction to the persecution they received during the Crusades. One of the most famous Jewish scholars of all time and from this era is Rashi, known as Rabbi Shlomo ben Isaac. Concerning Psalm chapter 2, Rashi wrote, "Our sages expounded this passage as referring to the King Messiah, but according to its apparent meaning, it's proper to interpret it as referring to David himself. Noting the heathen that rage, he argued that these were foes that David faced, most notably the Philistines. He aimed to provide a simple interpretation of the text, as well as a refutation of Jesus as the Messiah. But we are still left with the important question regarding Psalm chapter 2. For example, who is the son mentioned here? Psalm chapter 2 is noted as a coronation psalm for the kings of Israel, and especially of King David. However, the scope of this particular psalm is grand. While David was great, the context and flow of this psalm point us to the one that is greater than David. I believe the great key to understanding Psalm 2 is by first looking at Psalm chapter 1. In Psalm 1, we see the blessed man, who is divinely prosperous compared to the ungodly. When we read the Psalms together, the blessed man in Psalm 1 is now seen as the divine ruler in Psalm chapter 2. Let's now take a closer look at Psalm 2. In verses 1 through 3, we see the heathen or the nations that are in rebellion against the Lord and his Messiah. As was mentioned, Rashi saw this son as King David. David indeed faced many enemies, but the mention of the nations and kings are global in scope here. Furthermore, they conspire against the Lord and target his anointed, the Messiah. In this, the nations of the world are outright rebellious against God. They have murderous intentions toward the Messiah. Their reasons are baseless, and now they will face the real king of the earth. Psalm 2 then shifts as we see the response of the Lord and his son in verses 4 through 9, and then a call to repentance before the Lord and his son at the end of the chapter. The message of Psalm 2 is clear. There is great hope for the future for those who place their trust in the Lord. For the nations or the heathen that rage, the wrath of God will surely fall, but his mercy is available to those who turn to him today. I want to thank you for tuning into this program as we looked at the messianic prophecy of Psalm 2. Tomorrow we will look at part 2 of this important study. Again, this was from an article recently published in IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to receive a copy of this magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.